This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a story now that sits firmly at the intersection of business advantage and the physics of the electromagnetic spectrum. And in a way, obliges one to wonder about the nature of time. The New York Stock Exchange is getting some probably unwanted attention for putting a couple of antennas on the roof of its data center, antennas that could give companies willing to pay for it faster access to market data. How much faster, you ask? 2 millionths of a second. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains exactly what's going on here.
What exactly can happen in 2 millionths of a second?
Everything happens in 2 millionths of a second.
Larry Tabb is founder of Tabb Group, a consulting firm focused on infrastructure.
You know, Trump tweets something and people react, whether it's, you know, starting a trade war with China or resolving a trade war with China. But the first person to see that and react, you know, that reaction can occur, you know, 2 millionths of a second after that tweet is launched.
Actually, on Wall Street, it's not a person's reaction. It's an algorithm's reaction to something. But the point is, it doesn't matter if it is 2 millionths of a second or 5 minutes. Somebody, some computer, is going to be first. First to place that buy or sell order. First to snag a price before it changes. The first to unload a stock before it tanks.
It's a zero-sum game, so there's only one first person.
Companies, Wall Street firms, brokers, traders, will do a lot and pay a lot to be at the front of the line, like literally physically at the front of the line. They'll get as physically close as possible to where stock trades happen.
Which is why some companies have come here to this grassy median in Mahwah, New Jersey.
People look at the New York Stock Exchange on TV and they think that's where it is on Wall Street. It's not on Wall Street, right? It's in Mahwah, New Jersey.
Joe Saluzzi is with Temis Trading. Mahwah, New Jersey is where the New York Stock Exchange's data center is, the computers that match up buyers and sellers.
That's where the trades get done. And when the trade happens, it creates market data.
To get that data first, traders and market makers paid to put their servers right up in the data center building, right across the street from where I am. They ran fiber optic cables from those servers under the street to this grassy median and up this pole. It's behind some chain link fence, up to microwave antennas that transmit that data out. That costs them tens of thousands of dollars a month each, all for the chance to be first.
So the bottom line is, it's a speed race.
And now the New York Stock Exchange has done something to upset that race. It has installed its own microwave antennas, two of them, about the size of basketballs, right up on the roof of the data center, closer to the computers than the private antennas down the street. Closer, which means they're faster than everybody else. 2 millionths of a second faster. Again, Joe Saluzzi with Temis Trading.
It's who can get to the data the fastest. And the New York Stock Exchange, as well as all the other major exchanges, figured out that we can sell this speed. They need it, and they have to come to us to get it. And essentially, they're holding them hostage.
In a complaint letter to the SEC, one of the companies on that poll, market-making firm Virtue Financial, said it was worried that the New York Stock Exchange would charge exorbitant fees for access to the new antennas, and that only one company would have the right to use them.
The real fear is whether that then undercuts competition in the trading process.
Chester Spatt is a professor of finance at Carnegie Mellon and former chief economist at the SEC. Not all stock exchanges do this, by the way. They don't all cash in on their monopoly power to control speed. There's one exchange called IEX, for example, that actually slows down its data on purpose. Ronan Ryan is president of IEX.
We purposely injected the 350 microseconds of delay so that we didn't have to play in this arms race.
That, FYI, is 175 times longer than this 2 millionths of a second business at the New York Stock Exchange everyone's so upset about. Ryan says stock exchanges should make money by, you know, enabling stock trades, not selling access to data.
It's like a referee in the NFL making more money selling stick'em gloves to one of the teams than he makes from being paid to referee the game.
The SEC last year started reviewing fees charged by stock exchanges. It wouldn't comment for this story, nor would the New York Stock Exchange, nor would the firm that complained to the SEC, Virtue Financial. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.